short. So pay attention, can you afford? Everyday conversation, decision making, breakdown, point of views, of course. Let's go. He say, she say, see how we play. Real life issues, hit the replay. Okay. Debate in politics, right. What sport you profit with? Today's world news, food for thought, so come get a plate. Pull up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome y'all to another episode of the Daily Dollar Short Podcast. As always, this is your host. It's me, Martin. I'm here with my partners in crime, Jayhawk and Marlon. How are y'all doing, fellas?
I'm excellent.
I'm doing better now than I did last time.
Yeah.
Doing a lot better.
Hey, only had one shot instead of a few.
I heard you stopped drinking.
I didn't stop drinking, but those green tea shots, they are retired. I'm done with that.
You know, I mean, after last night, you probably need a drink.
Oh, yeah, that game was a very...
Don't start.
Shout out to the Nuggets.
Okay, you can stop that now.
You know, up 3-0.
Where are these Laker haters coming from all of a sudden?
I want to step into that just real quick.
Okay,
go for it.
As a lifelong Laker fan, I've been a Laker fan my entire life. I never understood why the Lakers have so much hate. I don't understand.
Because y'all winners. Championships.
Nobody has the same thing for Boston.
So here's the thing. Boston is...
racist.
Yes.
But we're not talking about the city itself. We're talking about the basketball team. And Boston, while not actually true, gives off blue-collar vibes. They have created this hard-working blue-collar image...
by being the most winningest team in basketball,
exactly.
NBA history.
You know what the Lakers have? Hollywood.
It's Los Angeles. Hollywood. But still, why do people hate the Lakers? We sucked for a decade, and people still hated the Lakers.
It's because people still hate Dallas Cowboys.
I don't hate the Cowboys.
I do.
See, the Cowboys, this is the difference.
Definitely.
The Cowboys franchise itself is mediocre, but it's celebrated.
Right.
For what they did in the 90s.
Right.
Their fan base is ass.
Yeah.
They're over the top.
Yeah.
The Lakers fan base isn't like that.
No, I agree.
So I don't understand the hate.
You know what it
Stop
is?
Stop Laker hate.
That should be a hashtag. But is there more hate now because LeBron's with the Lakers?
No. It's the same amount of hate. It's the same amount of hate. I don't know.
I feel like...
it's
Kobe,
been the same amount of, bro.
God rest his soul, was more universally loved.
Shit, everybody hated Kobe Bryant. He was the villain.
Yeah.
He was celebrated more after he died. But when he was playing, everybody hated Kobe.
You know, all right, so maybe my perspective on it was just different because everybody I knew fucked with Kobe.
I didn't like Kobe. I thought he was too cocky and arrogant.
There you go.
I loved it about Kobe.
I didn't like Kobe.
Okay,
Matthew retired, though. I kind of like, oh, he's... I see why he acted the way he was. I did.
I 100%, I was a Kobe fan.
Mm-hmm.
I loved watching him because he made people feel, and then to even now, to hear all of the stories come out, like Iman Shumpert's story about Kobe,
mm-hmm.
is probably
yes.
one of my favorite
that was
dope. Ones.
That was
dope. I watch it every time it comes up on social media because when he gets to that point, he was like, you know, it's the third quarter. He walked up, he said, good game, young fella.
No, it was fourth quarter.
Well, it was the end of the third.
Yeah.
End of the third. Going to the fourth quarter, he said, good game, young fella. And like the look of confusion on his face is elite. It's top tier. And then I remember watching that game, and Kobe just took it to another level.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, D'Antoni was looking at me like, what are you doing? He was like, man, what the fuck you want me to do?
Like, bro, what you want?
Like, what you want? Exactly. You know what? So, and we got to live those moments. So, I personally always appreciated Kobe.
Yeah.
And I never saw, not going to say I never saw, but I always thought there was a begrudging respect and love for Kobe because of how he played the game. You may not like him, but there was a begrudging respect for how he played the game and what level he played it.
Yeah, I mean... He was one of the GOATs.
You couldn't be mad at him for doing what he did the way he did it.
Right. But we're speaking from 2023. When Kobe was playing, most people didn't like him.
Oh, wow.
I mean, people overseas loved him, but most people hated Kobe Bryant. especially early on in his career, yeah, when he was more flashy and flamboyant. But even when he became the killer that he was after the whole case and stuff like that, people hated Kobe Bryant. They hated the Lakers. They hit the Lakers down. I don't understand.
Especially on the whole Shaq and Kobe beef, that made things easier either for him.
Yep.
So
I don't understand the Laker hate. Stop Laker hate.
Stop Laker hate. You know, stop I support that. Stop Laker hate.
Yes, please.
100%. It's unfounded. I don't, because they deal with any other team does.
Win. Shit.
Well, not just win.
How do you
Lakers
hate winners?
Lakers 7, though. God damn it.
Nah, I ain't going to say that.
Nah.
Not just win, though. Hopeful. But they say, okay, we're going to make the moves we need to make. The Lakers, so Lakers had Kobe. They made moves. They went and signed people. All of a sudden, you know, now they carry Payton, Carl Malone. You know, they signed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay, so now you got LeBron. What do? You make moves to put it around the leader of your team.
Yeah, yep. That's what the Lakers do, man. They don't draft. They retool. They build. They retool.
And that's what good organizations do. Some build through the draft. Some don't.
Mm-hmm. They got money.
Then trade for Anthony Davis, and of course, see New Orleans didn't like that too much. Because every time you see him in a Lakers uniform, they get pissed off. Like, well,
yeah, but nobody talks about when Chris Paul wanted to get the F up out of here and go to the Lakers.
Yep.
Somehow he got a pass.
Well, that's because they vetoed the trade.
Yeah. That.
I mean, because
he hasn't won anything.
It never happened.
I mean, he hasn't won anything, but just imagine if he would have gotten on the Lakers with Kobe Bryant.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No,
that'd have been crazy.
That'd have been ridiculous.
Dynasty.
Oh.
Yeah, they'd have won. Kobe would have had 6.
Yeah.
Kobe would have, it wouldn't even be it'd be a LeBron Kobe conversation, not a LeBron Jordan conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that 100%.
So,
yeah, so what's up, fellas?
I think we should call this episode "Why You Acting Funny."
What you said, John Morant?
No, nah, John Morant. Demetrius is acting stupid.
Oh, that's his name? Demetrius?
Demetrius.
Demetrius?
T-E-M-E-T-R-I-U-S.
So where did we get Ja from?
The fuck I know. I mean, because who wants to say Demetrius? Demetrius Morant.
Well, we could have called him Tata or something.
Right. Or call him
that,
T.
That, sir.
I'll call him T.
That, sir. We are Tata Morant. No. No.
Yeah,
that does not go well with anything. But no, so
Demetrius Jamel Ja Morant. But his dad's name is T Morant.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, so it's all good. Is sex part of a healthy relationship?
Well, we jump right into it.
We gone balls deep. In the words of Dodd.
Yeah, I think sex is important to a healthy relationship. And I'm not just speaking on it because I'm a guy. I'm just think intimacy is important.
I second that motion. I think it's very important to have that special time with your partner weekly, not just, you know, monthly, but make it an effort that on both parties to have time with one another. Yes, you have jobs, you get tired, you have kids. Just, you need that time together. You just have to make it work.
So, I think the perception, I think historically speaking, the perception of sex in a relationship was women please the men because the men provided everything. If you go back generations, and we've come to this now, especially over the last like 50, 60 years, this female sexual awakening. Which I support. Look, if you want to be the fuckboys you hate, I support that. I support that. You want to free the nipple? Free the nipple. I am stealing this, as a matter of fact, from a comedian because it's very true. You want to free the nipple? Free the nipple. I like nipples just as much as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You want to fuck multiple men without repercussions and without being called a whore? I support that too. Because you shouldn't be called a whore if I'm not called a whore.
You talking about Dave Chappelle?
No, this was a white dude. I can't remember his name. And then, thirdly, you don't want to get pregnant and you want the choice to abort it? Cool. Because my pull-out game is weak. You know what? If I don't have to pay for plan B, and that's your plan A, I fuck with it.
Man, pull-out, what is that?
Just wear a condom. Jesus Christ.
Wear that too.
Wear what?
They're only 99.9% effective, though.
That's 99.
0.01%.
Okay.
So
what is a condom?
Oh, God.
The married men in the room. As someone who's not married anymore, condoms are contraception that we use to prevent the fathering of unwanted children.
Unwanted.
Yeah, because who wants...
You know, you can avoid all that by just not having sex on a particular week. The week of ovulation.
You know, so here's the thing.
You get 2 free weeks of bang-out sex each month.
But see, it's that week where it's not free.
Mm-hmm. When they be at their peak, yeah.
They be
on. I understand. Well, that's when you got to have, you know, your antennas up and you say, nah, I can't do it this week. I'm just saying. But you get 2 free weeks. 2 free weeks.
Look, I'm gonna tell you right now.
You say you're going balls deep all 3 weeks.
Look, say it, bro. I'm gonna just let you know right now.
All 3. You and them.
Look, I'm swinging for the fences every time.
Damn.
That part.
Damn, even in 4th week. Look, red velvet. Say, put the towel down. Fuck it.
No,
shower time. Just fuck it.
That's too much. that's some lines I won't cross. It's your lady time. That's cool. That ain't for everybody. Some people like that. I personally, I'm not a fan of horror movies. So
this man said horror movies.
You know, you know, this saying has been said, you can fuck through blood. You play in mud, you can fuck through blood. And I'm like,
I've never played in mud since I was a child.
Never.
Yeah, I didn't like ringworms. So
there you go.
Yeah, we weren't dirty kids. Like we, you know.
I've been dirty my past life. I have.
What are you implying?
I've had a past life. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say.
You say you've had a past.
Bad past.
I mean, I got a past too. That was never part of it.
That's all I'm gonna say. I had a past. That's all I'm gonna say.
You know,
Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, so
not my finest times, but hey, you know, you live, you learn.
You get latex.
That too. Because I drink my
okay.
drink.
All right.
That should be a commercial. You live, you learn, you get latex.
Yeah.
Trojan man.
Mm.
Durex, whatever. So,
yeah, condoms. It's been a while.
You know, they're expensive now.
It's been like a long time. Now.
I don't really know.
Cause you don't use them either, my guy. my guy.
No. Cause see, here's the thing.
Natural is the way.
You buy in bulk. You just keep, you know, it's like.
Don't they got them 3-packs? The Her Pleasure 3-packs? It comes
packs.
with the twisted or something like that.
I don't even know. Cause see,
there's a barbershop still go with,
the what?
The barbershop.
The
I have no.
That was back in the day. Remember that back in the day they had. Once I went to a Gentilly, they had a little jug.
What was this in the year 1963?
This was like 1999, 2000.
Cause they was giving out rubbers.
Fucking right, they were.
The problem with lifestyles.
It
was lifestyle. It was lifestyle. It was different colors and everything.
You can't feel nothing with a lifestyle on.
Nah. I buy one particular brand. I buy one particular style. Because, yes, as Justin alluded to, I actually don't like them. But I have this streak I've protected of never having an STD in my life.
Hey, me too.
And me three.
I'm very protective of all the streaks I've ever had in my life. This one right here, I'm with it. 100%. Okay. Never had anything. Never had to get a shot, take a pill, whatever it is. Because I had a friend of mine who got in college. I think he had chlamydia.
Mm. Oh, that's rough.
And that's the one where they got to put the thing up you to test it. That terrified me.
No, hell no. Nope.
And I was like, yeah, we gotta put the swab. It's like a long Q-tip.
I don't want to think about it. Yeah, so sex is important for a relationship. you know, you ever notice like how you start off and it's new and it's fresh? That's really all it is hanging out and fucking.
Absolutely.
Like, what happens? You know, what happens? What happens with the shift? What makes that shift come about? I guess we'll have to ask some women, you know, what changes.
Get their point of view.
Yeah.
Women's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the devil's advocate here.
Go for it.
Women like sex too.
A lot.
a lot.
More than men?
I think so.
Yeah.
On the cool, though.
Well, here's the thing. Women have the cat. So you kind of, you know, if you're into that thing, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, I am.
Mm-hmm.
So women are a vital part of sex between men and women. And mm-hmm. we're only speaking for the heterosexuals.
Yeah.
I won't speak for anybody else because that's not my place. So I'll say this. Women deserve pleasure too. Women deserve to be pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Women deserve to have sexual gratification, just like men do. And I think for a long time, I think men are, young men are taught about sex from like one perspective, and it skews in favor of the men.
Give me an example.
So for, you're taught to, and I'm gonna be a little crass here, you're taught to fuck.
Okay.
You taught to smash chicks, mm-hmm. as it's been said.
Right.
You know, and at no point in time, and this is more of like a social thing,
mm-hmm.
do I, as a young man learning about sex, at no point in time do I ever really remember anyone talking about women enjoying sex.
Intimacy.
Exactly. Well, not even just being intimate. You can just fuck. It don't have to be intimate, but they can enjoy it too.
Pleasing your partner is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You know, it's about from learning about it, the way we learn about it socially and organically and things like that.
Watching porn.
I never really liked porn.
No?
I prefer the real thing. Anyway,
I mean, we all do, but I mean, you learn. I mean, so watching look, porn sometimes.
I didn't have sex till college.
Me too.
I wasn't having sex in high school.
Hmm.
I was taught about it very clinically, very mm-hmm. early on. My dad was a medical professional. A lot mm-hmm. of family members who are medical professionals. So I remember, like 9 or 10 years old. And mom, if you're listening, cover your ears.
childish.
I remember very early on, somebody said something about, it's like suck my dick or something like that.
Mm.
I didn't know what a dick was.
Mm.
I knew what a penis was because my dad was a fucking EMT with like 97 certifications.
Yeah, you know the technical terms, the proper terms. Yeah.
I knew the proper terms. I knew what a phallus was.
Yeah.
So I said, me and my dad were driving to Virginia, and because he was living in Virginia, the road trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going up there. I said, Dad, what's a dick?
Molly,
ain't no fucking way.
Nigga swerve. What?
The Nick Young meme, like, what?
Ain't no fucking way, bro.
Yes. So you know what he does? He grabs his medical textbook. His medical textbook from one of his EMT classes for his recertification.
Hmm.
And he gives it to me, and he says, look up sexual reproduction. So on the way to Virginia, which is a long fucking drive by from Louisiana to Virginia,
mm-hmm.
I read about sexual reproduction from a medical perspective.
Hmm. How old were you at the time?
Like 10.
Jesus.
That's too young.
Well. Yeah.
Too young to understand.
Well, that's the thing. My, and this is how I was raised to some degree. I also raised my kids this way. I'm gonna give you the information. I'm gonna allow you to process it, and then we'll just talk it through until you process it in a way you can understand it.
Yeah,
I knew what sex was at 10.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. I understood sexual reproduction. I understand a man puts his penis into a woman's vagina, and you can have a baby. Or you can get a sexually transmitted disease.
Mm-hmm.
Or a number of other things can happen. You know, I understood that, you know, if you don't properly wash and clean yourself, you can get infections and diseases and all this other stuff. I understood all of that very young. So I had a very clinical understanding of sex. So I was not enamored by sex when I got to high school.
Yeah.
And then when I got to college, I met this chick. I was enamored by sex, thank God.
He's ready to go. Rock and roll.
I never had to talk with my parents.
No?
Nope. I stumbled upon one of my dad's.
Has he cleared his throat?
Yeah, you know, he had a whole collection. So I stumbled upon one of Jake Steed's movies. And there you go. That was my introduction. Jake Steed.
I'm assuming that's an actor.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, if you know who Jake Steed is, shout out to you. Yeah, so that's how I learned about it.
Interesting.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Never had to talk with my parents. It's so weird talking about it, saying that shit out loud. But we never had that talk. And now I'm here with a kid. Yeah.
Welcome to adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Did I talk to my parents? I can't remember.
I feel like you did.
I probably did, but I can't remember.
I feel like it was mom. All right, so look. This is your mama.
Yeah. Rashad,
you're going to be doing this eventually. So she hits you with something. You listening?
And matter of fact, I remember she gave me
I said that would have been so awkward me talking to my mom about
I remember when I was in high school, she gave me a brown paper bag. I'm in my room just chilling. She just came to the brown paper bag. I'm like, mom, what's this? She said, open it. Lifestyle condoms.
From the barbershop.
From the barbershop. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh,
in my senior year in high school, now I remember because she was like, you know, just in case. Here you go. Okay. Thank you, Mom.
So. That is.
Damn.
That is. But yeah, so I don't ever really remember being explained about or had a conversation about women being satisfied sexually.
Right.
And so that I learned as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't weird. I think it was just for me personally, it was like a moment of, you enjoy this too, right?
I mean, but isn't that how it's supposed to go? Like, you can't really learn that from your parents. You just learn from the person that you're dealing with. Correct. What they like.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of times, I think there's a large section of men who don't think about anything but their own gratification in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of like a socially constructed thing about it. Like, it's not, I think, you know, and you could call it toxic masculinity. You can call it whatever you want. But it's one of those situations where it's like, we're not taught about, you know, look, sex is great. It needs to be great for both of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so let's take a step back. When you're dating,
mm-hmm.
that's not one of the first things you're going to come out and talk about. I feel like that's something that comes up as you progress with the person that you're dealing with.
At what age?
I wouldn't even put an age on. I mean, when you out and you're in the field, man or woman, and you trying to get your itch scratched,
mm-hmm.
you're just going to get your itch scratched. You're not going to sit there and have a 10-page questionnaire
that's fair.
Saying, I want to do this, this, and this. Let's sign a contract and then have intercourse.
That's fair.
So, I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like, for those
God, that would make life so much easier.
For those guys who are out there just, you know, getting it in just to get it in, I don't think majority of them are in committed relationships.
Oh no, God no.
Yeah. I feel like this stuff happens organically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I blame social media.
Oh yeah, definitely social media.
But I think just speaking from a relationship, because that was the question, is sex healthy for relationships? Is it an essential? I personally, this is, I'm gonna do my Keith Lee thing. These are my personal feelings about it. So we're gonna rate it 1, 2, 3.
Oh my goodness!
But, you know, so I think it is an essential part of relationships. If that's what you're really, and I think it's relationship specific because there are some people who don't want to have sex. There are some people that have no interest in sex. They just are, whether they're asexual or however it is. Some people just don't want physical intimacy. And that's fine. That ain't me. So.
As a man, how?
Their brain doesn't work that way.
How?
Man or woman, their brain doesn't work that way.
I can understand women because women are a little different. They can go eons without that. But as a man, how? Because you literally have living organisms trying to escape your body on a daily basis.
It's also a stress reliever. It's a stress reliever too. So
millions of them trying to get out. He's just trying to be free, break out.
You would think being somebody.
That happened in the movie Aliens too.
Hmm.
Right out the chest.
Did it really?
Yeah. So
you would think though.
Mm-hmm.
So, but here's the thing. I'm not asexual, so clearly I'm not in a position to explain it.
What I You're not know, a plant, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but there are people who do live that way. But I think if you get into a relationship with somebody, I'm not talking about, you know, swiping right on people or you're out and you're organic and, hey, let's go back to the crib. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about if you are in a relationship mm-hmm. and... Because presumably, if you're in a relationship, you've more than likely already had sex a few times at the very least. Because I'm going to be honest with you.
Allegedly.
If we're not sexually compatible, I'm probably not going to be in a relationship with you.
Hmm.
I'm going to be honest with
so
you.
So you're saying sex is... It's a prerequisite for... Commitment.
On my hierarchy of relationship needs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's not just sex. It's physical intimacy in its ways. It's not just sex.
It's oral sex as well.
You know,
look,
you're not wrong, but I'm a cuddler. I'll call it for what it is.
Oh,
I am.
Oh,
I know, right?
That's fucking adorable.
It is. Right? You know, I like that shit though. Like, if I'm on a couch and you come lay on, I'm with it, baby. Let's do it.
Oh man,
I'm that kind of person. But you know, then they're talking about love languages. One of my love languages is physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
So
as is mine.
It's not. I think honestly, if you look at most men, most heterosexual men, physical touch is somewhere high up on there.
Yeah, mine was number two. Physical touch was
mine. That was number one for me. So, like, and everything else was a far second.
Like, yeah, words of affirmation, physical touch.
Yeah, that was mine. Words of affirmation was number one for me.
Acts of service, quality time. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one? It's five.
The one that didn't matter to me.
Yeah, gift giving.
Yeah. I didn't care about that.
Yeah,
shit.
Gift giving is for men. Gift giving is usually somewhere at the bottom. Physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time are usually somewhere in your top three.
Yeah,
for most men.
But I definitely agree. Physical touch is definitely number one. If not number one, number two, definitely.
Yeah, for me it was mine's physical touch, quality time, words of affirmation.
Yes,
and mine was words of affirmation, physical touch. Acts of service. Yeah. If I remember, yeah.
So, yeah. So that's for me, you know, what's it, oral sex?
You said sex is important, but not that type of sex. So oral sex is also pretty important.
Yes.
I got you.
That's also very important.
There's oral sex, phone sex, text sex,
sexting.
Sexting.
But see, here's the thing. Texting, sexting, all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
No. 86 that shit.
Oh, so you don't like getting nudes?
No. So I don't consider getting nudes sexting.
What are you considering? Well, if a woman send you a nude, and
that's sexting.
Fresh out the shower, she's like, "Come get this. Come munch on this."
That's the invitation. That's not sexting.
Come munch on this.
She's texting you about sex.
So, she's that's sexting.
Sexting.
You. Yeah.
That's not sexting.
That is sexting.
No. Wait. So maybe,
okay. What did she say? What would you do with this?
That's sexting. If she's saying, come get this thing, baby, look, I'm on my way. What's fucking 95 on the highway?
Yeah.
Look, I'm on. You know, that's it.
Shout out to the Young Bloods.
There it is. So, it's, you know, what would you do with this? That's sexting. I mean, you know what I would do. We've already had this conversation. We've done it in real life. I'm not about to do this. Is this an invitation? Because if it is,
It's words of affirmation for her.
Well, then at that point,
and you give me acts of service.
There you go, boom, bing, bang, boom.
You know, I believe in service in person.
There you go,
you know, dinner service, bitch. Bring it on. So, show up with a white tablecloth. We about to make this happen. So,
get it popping. Horrible.
Oh so, shit!
But so here's the thing, though. You have. I don't even know what the fuck I'm
talking about. D-Boy's stuck on oral sex. He's still stuck on.
No, just.
Oh my God.
No, but look, okay, so if you're in a relationship, you've already had sex a few times. Sex is very high up on if we're even going to be in a relationship. Because if it's not, if we're not physically compatible,
mm-hmm.
everything else is kind of going to be in jeopardy for me. And that's mm-hmm. just me. That's not everybody. But I feel like good sex is important. Like, I've had bad sex, I've had mediocre sex, I've had average sex, I've had good sex, I've had great sex.
So how is average and mediocre sex different?
Have you had competitive sex?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whoever finishes first.
That Olympic shit.
Wins.
That Olympic shit. That's that hey, dog, you try fucking the bounce music and let me know how that works out.
Oh, my God.
Look. So.
What's that? Competitive sex.
Hey, bro.
Hey, man. If you ain't first, you're last.
Look, rough sex, slap me around a little bit, be disrespectful. Whatever.
You saying she spit in your mouth?
You know.
Oh, you give golden showers?
Whoa. Carisha, goddammit. Carisha?
No. I'm just, it's been a topic in social media lately.
Hey,
just,
man, when she said when Carisha said that, I'm sorry, Young Miami. Mm-hmm. When she said that, I had to, what's that meme when a guy, the white guy, he was like, you know, yeah. He just kind of looked like, excuse me?
Here's the thing. That's kink shit. That's not something I'm particularly into. So
she says it does something to her.
A young lady, and she said, hey, I want to try this. You be down to it?
Okay. You know what?
That's so weird.
I find it weird, too. I'm just curious.
At this point, look, I respect the fact that that's something you enjoy. Me, on the other hand, as for me and myself, I'm not about to piss on you. Cause
piss on you.
Cause that's what it is.
Drip, 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 pee on you.
That's it. I mean, I respect it. I want you to find somebody that's willing to do that for
you. So you're saying you're not pulling the R. Kelly?
No, fuck no.
Pissing on everybody.
God, that's so
weird. That's weird. That's weird. I mean, I'm sorry. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
I just think. That's weird. How do you piss on someone?
I give that a 1.5.
How do you piss on someone? You stand in the shower and just let it rip? I don't understand.
Well, I'm assuming it involves like plastic drop cloth. So
that's a lot of work. Let me put this plastic down so I can piss on you, baby.
Yeah, bitch. Come on.
No.
I had asparagus today. You enjoy this shit?
Oh, God.
Get the fuck out of here.
She sits on the toilet and he's in front of her.
I'll say this. In no way does my sex life ever involve urine or fecal matter. So
yeah, I feel that.
I mean, it's a no-go.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah.
Now what was I saying?
Oral sex.
Fuck a full R. Kelly. You know, what if you piss on a bitch? I respect it though.
Hell no.
It's high up on my hierarchy, so therefore, you know. Oh yeah. Good sex, bad sex, mediocre sex. I mean, at this point in my life, I want to be with someone where the baseline is good sex and it goes up from there. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to have the degree of communication we need to make sure everybody's needs are satisfied. Because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things you can do as partners now to make sure your needs are being met. They have therapy, sex therapists. They have a million different online tests.
They have two variations of the rose.
They do?
Yeah.
They got one for men?
No, they have the one that sucks and the one that licks.
What am I here for then?
I'm just saying.
No, I'll say this.
Amazon.com.
Huh?
Amazon.com.
That's fair. I mean, you know what? I think being intimidated by sex toys is weird. I'll say that. Because I know I've known men that'll be like, man, my old lady wanted to get some toys and shit. You ain't get no fucking toys.
Man, I bought them before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that shit don't intimidate me.
Yeah. I mean, it's there for a purpose.
Right.
So We ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah, so... I mean, no, I've bought the plugs and the straps and I ain't say I went that far.
You bought straps?
I done bought a couple vibrators.
When I say straps, I mean restraints.
Okay, I'm about to say, like, a strap on. I'm like, what the fuck are you into?
Think about what I said.
Like, what the fuck are you into, bro? Like, man, hey, you want to. I respect your journey if you did that.
I meant restraints.
Okay.
Let me say
okay. We good.
You know, I knew once she was into the plug. She liked to wear a plug. I was like, I like it when you wear a plug too. Because it ain't going to go in my ass. And then, you know, some they like to be restrained. Look, cool.
The restraints, not the straps.
Yeah.
Restraints.
I had to think about colloquially what I said and how it can be.
Oh, I say handcuffs. Because of handcuffs.
You know, well, no, it's not on handcuffs. Like, they got the leather restraints. Cool. The ones with the nice soft lining. Cool. They be into them, bro. Mm. Then they got the rope shibari, which a lot of women are getting into now.
What is a shibari?
Shibari. I believe it originated in like Asia or Japan or something.
Let me look this up.
It's a way of restraining someone with rope.
Shibari.
Yeah.
I got in trouble on a cruise with that. Like
Hold on.
Wait,
what?
Hold on.
Let me close Google out. What you
say? It was me and April. We think it was our...
Damn, you just going out that like that?
Fucking right with y'all. Okay, it's a podcast, goddamn. Cool. On a cruise, and I packed
y'all shibari. Yeah, okay.
I packed handcuffs.
Gotcha. I'm gonna say, you know what fucking time it is.
That's my handcuffs.
I'm gonna be handcuffed to the railing.
That was the full intention. That was intention. Oh
my God. You got
to
stop.
Crazy enough though, you so stop we also by, snuck in alcohol in that same bag, in a water bottle.
Oh my God.
We get in the boat. We get flags that, hey, come to security.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking, oh, it's probably the alcohol. It wasn't alcohol. It was a damn handcuffs. April saw that, her jaw just dropped.
So you bought police grade handcuffs. You didn't get the fuzzy ones.
They were pink. So yeah, that was quite insane.
Did y'all get to use them? I mean,
no, they didn't use them.
They took them.
Man.
Yo, that's funny as hell. I just want you to know, one, I wasn't expecting that.
Right.
Two, it was hilarious.
I'm going to name my son Shibari.
Don't. Just as like a thing, I just wouldn't.
Marlon, he's trying to, goddamn.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Fucking right.
Get it in, huh?
Cool. I mean, yeah, at this point, the fuck I got to lose?
Sheesh.
Look,
I paid a lot of damn money for those handcuffs too. I was pissed off. They took them.
How much you pay for them, bro?
At least 60.
Damn. Oh yeah, they were metal.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they're metal. Yeah,
you didn't get the plastic ones from Mr. Binky's.
I'm gonna tell you, bro. Just do rope next time.
Okay.
No, don't do that.
No, get the shibari rope. Okay. You good? Cause it's made not to like burn. Like the fibers it's made from, cause it's Japanese. I looked it up. I wanted to be correct about it. But it's like sexual restraint.
Duly noted.
Yeah, duh. But it's, you know, there's all kinds of things.
Oh, they sell them on Etsy.
Yeah.
On Etsy?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, God.
That shit, it's popular now. Like, it was kind of more like subculture, but more people are getting into it, I guess. I'm like, some of y'all gonna fucking kill yourselves. Because it's the whole thing. Like, you gotta learn how to do this. So, that being said,
you saying it's a particular set of skills?
Yes. Fucking Liam Neeson in this. So,
oh God, they got harnesses and shit.
Yeah.
Hey man, what is this
on Etsy?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Etsy, get down with the get down.
Oh yeah. I mean, if it can be sold, they're selling it.
Let me find out, Etsy. Let me find out.
So, but yeah. So, at this point in my life,
we're gonna speed past Marlon trying to.
What's up?
Spinal his wife with some handcuffs on a cruise, break her back. Spinal.
That was the plan.
So you just gonna hook him up to the railing and just go to town?
I had no idea what I was gonna do with it. I was just gonna go to the
club. We was gonna figure it out.
I don't know where I was gonna do it, but I was like, hey, we're gonna get a pop. And man,
they got a lot of freaky shit that happens on cruises too.
I've never been on a cruise.
No.
Man, it's a lot of swinging.
Yeah.
It's a lot of freaky stuff.
I've heard stories.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
But
damn those handcuffs.
It's a man. You ain't get them when you came back into town?
Nope.
Duh, that's some bullshit.
They kept them.
You should do? You should buy them again.
Buy them again?
Mm-hmm.
Might as well.
And just like wrap it up in a box and then give it to her. Like, do you remember these? And see what happens after that.
Yep. Straight up.
Oh, God.
And that one was free. I ain't going to charge you for the rest.
Yep. There you go. Appreciate the game. Free game.
So, you know, and you're married, Justin. I'm not. So, when I engage in a relationship again, baseline has to be good sex, and it goes up from there.
What is good sex, though? If you finished, was it not good? I'm being shallow as fuck. You but are. Go ahead.
It's a fair question.
You're happy afterwards.
I mean, if you finish, aren't you happy? Most times, most men aren't happy when they finish because you get the post-nut clarity.
Right. I want post-nut clarity, and I'll be like, fuck.
What did I just do?
Nah, I'm glad I did this.
I should. I really charcuteried her just now. That's what you're going to say. Oh, I'm sorry, shabari'd. I said shabari. I said shakuri. I'm sorry.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
You said shabari.
But, no, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, good sex is enjoyable for everybody. Hmm. You want to. I don't have post nut clarity. And
you
I
said work. Everybody like it's a group thing.
Whatever works for you. Where both parties involved
are equally satisfied.
Yes.
Right.
And it's like I don't want to get up and just like get the fuck on. Like,
even though it's instinctive in your nature as a man to get up and get the fuck off.
I want to also have that feeling where it's like...
You want to cuddle?
Yeah, bitch, yeah. Bring your ass here.
Gotcha.
I'm about to hold your ass for a little while. You're going to be good with this.
Gotcha.
And then I'm probably going to fall asleep for about 4 to 5 minutes.
And back for round two?
Cool.
Round two.
Yeah, yeah.
Just asking.
Oh, y'all some athletes.
Duh.
Oh, y'all getting it in.
I mean, why not?
Y'all round
you're
two.
There. She's there.
Y'all know.
Why not?
Mm. God bless y'all.
You know, like... surprise sex.
I really, you know, in this phase of marriage, we don't have surprise sex. We have scheduled sex.
I see.
With the little one, you know.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
You know,
but you do.
Let
that.
Me put this on your calendar and let's see if you know we can make this work.
Line up.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but that's
does it always work?
But does it always work? For the most part?
It's eventually you'll get to the point where the little one ain't so little. Then maybe you can start having surprise sex again.
Hmm.
Oh, as they get older. I mean, because here's the thing. They're going to be out. They're going to be active. Maybe they're visiting family. Maybe they sleep over with friends.
I don't know. I got a daughter.
No. I understand. Yeah. As someone who doesn't have a daughter, I get it.
Yeah.
Because I know that if I had a daughter,
Nah.
Vigilance.
Right.
I'd be Batman.
Right.
You know, I get it.
That where you good. At? What you doing? I'm in your business.
I'm fucking, I got your ass low jacked. Apple tags and GPS.
Everything.
The stress I can only imagine Justin is about to go through.
Yeah.
Woo,
so,
boy.
But I have boys. So, which honestly, I'm planning on apple tagging and low jacking asses too.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
You have
crazy.
To. Yeah.
Of course. So, you know, but once you get to that certain point where they grow up, and then look, you're young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, we getting a little bit older, but I ain't dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to hit the best part of my life.
Yeah.
You know, men hit 40 and time starts going backwards a little bit.
Yeah, but for men, our testosterone starts to dip and women get hornier.
Right, which is why we got to take care of ourselves better.
So you're saying Cialis for daily use?
Why not? Look, why not?
Is that power pill?
Look. I mean, fuck. What was
they
that
got song? Everything, man. They got Cialis, Viagra's kind of old school.
Yeah.
The honey packs.
Yeah.
But I've had one.
I've had a honey pack before. Just a little piece of it. If you haven't tried it, I suggest you try it.
That's what I'm saying. They got something for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's no reason why life has to, if that's what you want. There's no reason why a relationship can go unfulfilled in that way for everybody.
Yeah. I agree.
And it's like, but
don't let society dictate.
Don't
what
let
goes
society
on
dictate
in your relationship.
Your relationship. Absolutely. Because here's the thing.
Don't let society do that.
Every relationship is not gonna be what society bases it on.
Exactly. Exactly.
So here's
society
the thing.
Should play no part in your relationship because it's your relationship.
Absolutely.
Yes. We're here. 100%. We're here.
100%. Cause so here's
glad we're on
right?
the same page, gentlemen. I'm glad we're on the same page.
So here's the thing. One, your relationship isn't all over the place.
Right.
You have to set up the confines and constraints of what your relationship is.
Exactly.
And if you allow outside influences to dictate what that is,
society,
you letting other people control your relationship. Exactly. What the fuck is that?
Right.
Anybody have anybody else control my relationship?
Yeah, society don't matter.
Mm, none of it matters.
Right.
Only thing that matters is what y'all get on the same page with.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that conversation. You have to take the time, make the effort, and understand what works for both people involved. I mean, I had a chick one time. She liked to be choked.
Hmm.
You got to learn how to choke people. You can't just choke people.
You saying you can't choke them out?
You can't choke them out.
Hmm.
So what you want to do is...
One hand, not two.
Well, you can do two if you do it right.
And how hard do you squeeze?
Hold on. So if you do two, is some Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
Well, yeah. No. It depends. So first off, you don't apply pressure to the front of the throat.
Okay.
How the fuck are you supposed to choke people without applying pressure?
You apply pressure to the arteries on the side.
So you're saying kill them?
Essentially. But no. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight. Heightened everything.
Mm-hmm.
Your nerves get electric. You feel more.
Okay.
And then that creates some people get off on that.
That's some deep kink shit, man.
Yeah, it is. No, absolutely.
Is there a particular rope for that type
of?
No,
your hands.
Okay.
Because you have to control the pressure. You have to control it.
Mm.
Can you do that from the doggy style position as well, or only from missionary position?
Nah, absolutely. You're saying doggy style. Reach around and grab their throat.
Oh, so put them in a headlock.
No. So you're not putting them in.
Well, go to the KO.
Now you go up for the fucking Boston Crab. No, because you reach. No. Not the elbow. The hand.
The hand.
And you hold them up under the neck.
Mm.
And damn, we need YouTube, though, bro.
You apply pressure on both sides.
So you're not choking full hand. You're just using your index and your
that's
thumb.
That's it.
Gotcha.
That's it.
All right. Okay.
You know, you like undertake a choke slam shit.
So like a light squeeze to like.
No,
like,
so you want to get in there. I'm about to choke you.
I really wish we had YouTube right
yeah.
now.
So you're doing that.
Okay.
So
what if you're in an act and she's like, nah, that's not enough. Harder. Do you wrap your arm around her and put her in a headlock?
No.
What's going for the knockout?
What if she's like, just destroy me. Just put take me out.
Destroy. Tear it up.
Then you just powerbomb her ass. From the top rope.
Shit. Choke me. To break me into.
Everyone has limits. Everyone has boundaries. There are some limits which you can physically and safely do to people. You know, and then there are limits with what you feel comfortable with, which is about communication at the end.
Like when she's like, let me spit in your mouth.
Oh. now we're getting crazy there.
You know.
That's a new thing now. Women like to
spit.
You know, it's not a new thing. It's not a new thing. It's not.
COVID.
So, it's yes, but it's not a new thing. So, here's the thing. Bodily fluids are a thing for some people.
Mm.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like to be came on. Some people like bodily fluids, as we just talked about, being peed on. Mm. Spitting on people in their mouth. Because it's an act of disrespect.
Mm.
And some people get off on that.
Mm.
I'm not one of them.
Mm.
A chick like, I want to spit in your mouth. Well, I don't fucking want you to.
Well, let me throw the scenario at you.
Give me the scenario. All
right. You met the perfect woman.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all clicked on all cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
But she likes to be urinated on.
Then she ain't perfect.
She likes to be spat on. I'm just saying, what if this came out later on? What if she like, y'all deep into y'all relationship, and she's like, you know, I have a few kinks.
Yeah, you're like in year three of this.
Right.
If we 3 years in and we ain't figured this out,
I mean, but you know, you grow in your relationship and y'all do new things. She's like, I really had this fantasy. I really want to be urinated on. And she's like, piss on me, daddy. Piss on me. What are you going to do?
This?
Or if she's like, spit in my mouth while you're in the middle of intercourse.
So,
spit on the shit.
At this point, I'm just not even into it anymore.
I was just saying.
I'm just like, wait,
all right.
Time out.
Y'all in the middle of making love.
Time out.
And she just say, spit in my mouth.
shit, bro.
Are you going to stop right then and there?
Yes.
Work a scratch?
I'll be like, bitch, what is wrong with you?
The boy about to eject quickly. Like, pulling shit up. Like, all right, you know what?
Danger. 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 Danger.
Abort. Abort.
You know, I just...
So you in year three, and she's just throwing it at you. You saying it's done, it's over with?
I'm not saying it's done, but we need to have a very serious conversation about what just happened. Because you threw me a curveball that I wasn't ready for. Because, so here's the thing. I am big on communication and transparency.
Mm-hmm.
If we 3 years in, and I didn't know this.
But it's a new thing. It's something new. She watched that Revolt episode with Young Miami. She's like, oh, I want to try that. The perfect woman. The perfect woman for you.
Ambush me?
It's not an ambush. It's something. She brought it up. She's communicating with you. She said she wants to try this.
That's an ambush. She wants to try this. You done got me in the sauce. And now I got to figure this out. Because it's like.
But that's when she's most comfortable. She's most vulnerable. She wants you to, you know.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now.
She's saying.
If she said, at any point in time.
Yeah.
Spit in my mouth. Cool.
Who does she whisper behind your ear?
Cool. I'll be like, bitch, what?
You about to finish. You there. You at your peak.
You know what?
She like, spit in my mouth. You ain't gonna do it?
Hell no. That's just, I have an issue with that. I don't get into that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird for me.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the people that like it. I'm just not one of them.
Gotcha.
So you know what? Now we need to have some serious conversations because I don't feel like I know who you are anymore.
Mm.
Cause we crossing some lines.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you said spit in my mouth. I'm just like, how did we get here?
Nobody I feel like supposed to be
Nate
here.
Robinson after he got beat up by Jake Paul. How did I get here?
Feel that?
Cause I'm confused.
Yeah.
So don't let society dictate your relationship.
Nah, not at all. It's kind of hard though, cause social media is a motherfucker.
It is, but. I feel like fundamentally when we talk about relationships, I think a lot of people don't prioritize communication in the way they should. I think we communicate in a way we think works, but I think there are a lot of people who are afraid of being honest about what they want in a relationship. Like, if I get into a relationship with somebody, even just dating, you know, I'll be very honest. I'll be very transparent. I feel like you need to be at this point in time in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because people who value communication will respect it. And it lets people know where you're at as a person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, when I've gone out on dates, and I've gone out on a few at this point, I said, this ain't working for me. Mm. I apologize for the inconvenience. I got dinner. Have a good life. Delete number. Roll out.
Damn, you cold-blooded.
Right.
I mean, I'm not about to waste your time, though.
Damn. What if she's like, I just want to throw it on you.
That's cool.
It's not for me, though.
You turn it down.
Yeah.
You're a man with standards.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm shallow as a kiddie pool.
I got you.
So, I mean, you know.
Was it a kiddie pool?
I am.
Bars.
Shallow as a kiddie pool.
I like that.
I mean, but it's not, and it's not disrespectful to anyone.
At least you're honest.
Yeah,
you're very honest.
But that's the thing. I am honest.
And you're transparent.
I'm not about to waste my time, and I'm not about to waste your time.
Right.
You know, and it does come from a position of being selfish, but conversely, I also know, and I hate this phrase because it's become so social media toxic. I know what I bring to the table.
Oh, Lord.
I hate that phrase.
Talk your shit, sis.
But no. But, like, I know the type of person I am. I know what I offer as a person. I know where I'm going with my life. I know what I have right now.
You're saying you're at the top of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Self-actualization.
Yes.
Yeah.
Self-actualization.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs is very important in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those hierarchy of needs is good sex. So.
I can't. So, Lord have mercy.
But that's the thing. Like, I know, like, you're going to get a degree of commitment. You're going to get a degree of communication. You're going to get a degree of provision. You're going to get all of these things.
You saying you bring college to the table?
And you know what? If you're not what I'm looking for, I'm not going to waste your or my time.
Smart.
And that's respectable. That is respectful. Mm-hmm. And people that get offended by that, that's more a problem with you than a problem with me. Mm-hmm. So I let that ride.
Yeah.
So you have to communicate. I mean, because we're adults. I'm 36. I'm about to be 37.
Damn.
Whoa.
Say, bro. I didn't need you to pull the
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart's no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. See, sorry.
I'm sorry.
You know, I would have thrown some of that shit. Bro, you hit that shit.
That shit called me like he called Kevin shit.
He ain't mean like that.
Down shoot him. No, I didn't. No, but, not at all.
Hey, damn.
But
I'm sorry.
You know that, but it is true. I am 36, about to be 37, which means I'm closer to 40 than 20. And for me, I'm not about to waste my time with 20-year-old bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me ask you this: do you find the dating pool
pissy?
Well, yeah, we already talked about that, but like, you're in your mid-30s. Do you run into women in their mid-30s often? Are they like, is it more young women or more women around your age in a dating pool?
It's a mix. It's a spectrum. Because you have, I would say it's more younger, more older. Because
that confused women, the hell out of me. Hmm? That confused the hell out of me.
So you have women younger than me and women older than me. Because the women older than me are the women that were in relationships and they got in relationships really young and they stayed in them. Yeah, and they realized I'm fucking miserable. Yeah. And now my kids are grown up or my kids are in college and I can go out and live my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you get those later 30s, mid to mid 40s single women.
Got it.
Who, they were stay-at-home moms or they worked a bullshit job because their husband worked in the oil field or whatever. But then they realized they were miserable for 20 years, and now their kids are grown up, and now they want to live a life.
Like 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I want to travel. And my thing is, I don't do a lot personally, because a lot of the stuff I want to do, I want a partner to do it with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't do a lot of shit. Like, I'll take trips, and I'll do things, and I'll do shit that I want to do. But I'm also like, I feel like I'll say that I'm behind on a lot of stuff because.
I'm sorry. I'm interrupting the conversation. Is that wax?
Oh, yeah. That's that good shit right there, cuz.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's candle wax right there, cuz. That's that elite shit right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt.
You're good. That's a great interruption. So.
Oh, God. People into weird
that's
things.
The charcuterie.
Shabarbecue.
Yeah, there you go.
Shabarbecue. So, but it all comes back to communication. Like, a lot of stuff I want to do are couples activities, are joint activities, are joint experiences. Yeah, I could do them myself. I don't really have an interest in doing it myself. Mm-hmm. I would rather do it with somebody.
Yeah.
So, and that all comes back to sex at the end of the day.
That part.
Because I'm not just out here, you know, people just be out here willy-nilly.
Yeah.
You know, people got STDs. People don't know how to wash their cat. Dudes out here not know how to wash themselves.
Mm-hmm.
People nasty. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, out here smelling like hot sauce and tuna fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bad.
That's for business. That's a real combination.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad for business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, if I meet somebody, I'm like, oh, you're not the one. Have a good night.
Peace.
That's it.
Marlon?
Sorry. How you doing?
No.
Yeah.
Just a little tired. Right. Cutting the grass.
Yeah.
Cut the grass at 6:30 this morning, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's,
you're that neighbor.
Huh?
No, I just thought about that. You are that neighbor.
He is.
That's loud.
Yeah, it's fucking 6:30 on a Sunday. You cutting grass?
No, I woke up at 6:30. I didn't start until about 7:15 ish.
Still early
as
shit.
Early. I didn't wake up till 10:45
on a Sunday.
I would be so angry.
I haven't had a problem yet with my neighbors, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah, your neighbors are white though.
That's
are your neighbors white? Well, he can't be.
Well,
racist,
most of them,
he's half white.
Yeah, you're right. He's mixed with kind of things.
I am
just. a conglomerate.
Yeah. An amalgamation. Word of the day.
Amalgamation.
No, most of them are black.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do have a lot of I ain't going to say that.
You can say it. I won't be offended.
No, I ain't going to say that. There's a lot of y'all up there in the front. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But that being said, let the people in a relationship dictate the terms of the relationship. You dictate your terms of engagement. You make the decision on what y'all do and don't like. If you want to be tied up and have hot wax poured all over you, you do that.
Just not with you.
I might be open to the wax.
He's just not open to the piss.
Yeah.
Or spit.
Yeah. Because, mm-hmm. So the shit is called scat, which is really weird.
Jesus Christ.
I know, there's a name for everything.
It's very disgusting. So that's why. So what is, never mind.
What is what?
I was going to say a scat pack. Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
So it's all about the context in which the word is used.
What about if she wanted you to pass gas on her?
Baby, I do that already. You just don't know.
Like, nasty something. I'll
tell you right now. Look, I'm going to fart in my bed. You just going to be okay with it.
Is that like the beginning of the relationship? Or like,
I'm going to tell you right now.
He said he farted that all the time.
I'll fart day one. I don't give a damn.
He said he letting it rip.
Duh, like we get into a relationship.
He ain't holding it back.
Not at all.
Oops.
Ain't no oops. Like,
right, ain't no oops. Oops. Like, look, I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah, it just happened.
This is what I had earlier.
Yeah. Like, I did that one time with my ex. Mm-hmm. I had, I made me a burrito. So you've had Blazing Wings before?
I have not.
Okay, they're great. Mm-hmm. So then it came out with Blazing Chunks, which are essentially nuggets. Mm-hmm. And then I made me a burrito. And it was like, you know, some cheese, pepper jack
sounds bad.
Ranch dressing on a spinach wrap.
That sounds like a lot.
It was probably the worst gas I've ever had.
Yeah, because you put it on a spinach wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the worst gas I've ever had in my life. And I said, baby, guess what? She said, what? I went, it literally ran her out the house.
Yeah.
Wow.
I literally fumigated the entire one bedroom apartment. You couldn't escape from it.
God damn.
It permeated the room.
That sounds as painful.
Oh, no. Look, I suffered.
Oh, you couldn't handle your own.
No, I could at that moment.
Damn.
Because I was sitting there like, damn. Whew. Father God, that shit stank. But I don't eat shit like that no more. I can't. But
yeah.
It was the worst. Just had reevaluating everything. It was like, what died in there? Yeah.
Well, as we conclude this episode, I want to give a major shout out to our brother, Justin Hawkins, taking his master's yesterday at Tulane University.
Performing arts.
There you go.
Thank you. I've had the degree for 9 months now, mm-hmm. or a little bit more than that. But yeah, walk yesterday was cool.
Congratulations.
Well, master's of public administration. Ignore my silly joke. But... You say you've had it for 9 months now.
I've had it since last summer.
Okay.
Yeah. But they only have one commencement at Tulane.
They what?
They don't do fall commencements.
Ah. Yeah. So you had to wait till spring commencement. Mm-hmm. Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I owed them a little money.
That's of course.
Yeah.
So you ain't walking bit. So
I had to pay them their money.
Of course.
Yep. Because I would not pay the fine.
Don't do that. So. But yeah, congratulations again, brother.
Appreciate it.
For that.
Yeah. Black men with degrees.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not one of them, but.
In due time.
We'll see.
Do it.
Absolutely.
Do it.
I probably will at some point. If you wanna, I'm not far away.
The John Lewis Public Administration Program at Tulane University is stellar. Yeah. Coming from the first person accepted into the program. It's a great program to be a part of if that's your, you know, your thing, your field.
Okay. Because I know what school they started one that was it Cornell or
you Ivy League?
Well, not Cornell. It was HBCU.
Colonel.
Huh?
I said Colonel. No.
Boy, funny. I gotta check my email. Which one it was? But they offered like a a degree. It's an online degree. It's for continuing education students, you know, adult students who haven't finished their degree.
Mm-hmm.
And 100% online. I got to look up and see what school it is.
Yeah.
Because I got the information about it. I just suck with online classes. I know I do. I don't have the commitment to do it online. I prefer to be in class. But I'm also a kinesthetic learner.
So I can understand that. I can understand that. Online is not easy. Mm-mm. People think it's easier, but it's actually a lot harder. Because you essentially have to teach yourself.
Yeah.
You know.
And you can't just copy and paste everything. I tried.
Or you can use ChatGPT. Man, shout out to ChatGPT, man.
Hey, bro.
Yeah. I had him write me a press release the other day.
Nice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good yeah. stuff.
So, with that, I'd like to say in advance, congrats to the Nuggets for making the NBA Finals.
Fuck.
Motherfucker.
About to get heat out.
Yes.
I mean, if they go, you know.
Nuggets in Miami, NBA Finals is going to be great.
Boring.
It's really not. Jimmy Buckets is very fun to watch.
That shit
going to
be boring as hell. The Nuggets going to run all over Miami. All over them.
I mean, really? You think so?
Yes. The Nuggets are a complete team.
They are.
Look at how close these games are with the Lakers. The Lakers are damn good. They're the number one defensive team in the league. And they're only losing by a couple. The Miami doesn't have all that.
They don't. They got Jimmy Buckets.
And how much can Jimmy play? He gonna play all the minutes every night?
Yep.
You know, showing his career.
Jimmy is fueled by hate and heroin. And he will do whatever it takes.
He did it in the bubble. And nearly killed him.
For those that hate on the bubble teams,
they're all in the conference
it's
finals right now.
Amazing what they're doing right now.
I don't never want anybody say the Lakers won a bubble championship.
You're still gonna hear it.
Yeah, because people hate the Lakers, and I'm gonna close out on Stop Laker Hate
2023.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
Yep. So remember, kids, tie people up consensually. Apply pressure on the side. That's what I
say. Remember, kids.
He was a kids, not young ladies and gentlemen. He's a kids. You know,
remember consenting adults.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apply pressure on the sides of the neck, not the front. Because the front is the trachea, and you don't want to break somebody's trachea.
Oh, boy.
That's kind of serious. They die if you do that.
Mm.
That's a thing.
Mm.
Death. It's like the Lakers' hopes.
Okay, that's enough.
That's a lot of shade, man.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Sorry.
Nigga, not.
You're a Nuggets fan, or?
No, God, no.
Oh.
I have no dog in this race.
Oh, okay. You're just one of those people that's just talking from the sidelines.
Yes, absolutely.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not really, like, I enjoy basketball, but mm-hmm. it's more or less, I like LeBron. I support LeBron. I think he's probably currently my favorite player right now.
Mm.
I mean, he has been for some time.
Y'all the same age? Right,
he's a year older than me.
Mm.
Yep, and he,
yeah.
I remember when he came out in high school. I remember watching him in high school
mm-hmm.
on TV because his games were televised on ESPN. I was like, "Who the fuck is this 17-year-old, 18-year-old kid who's on ESPN?" Oh, he's 6'6". Got it. Okay, yeah,
the chosen one.
Duh. I mean, I remember seeing his magazine cover, and it was like, "This kid legit." And he's been legit his entire career.
Yep. Until the fourth quarter.
Of these here playoffs.
Yep.
With his 5% from three.
Stop shooting threes, LeBron.
I just don't get God that shit. That shit just aches my balls.
He's
itches my ass. I don't understand the 3-point shot from LeBron James.
Mm-mm.
I don't get it.
It's never been his strength.
Drive to the fucking basket.
He's a smart basketball player.
Just drive.
You got to realize, bro, your shot is not far.
You don't have the people under the rim to grab the rebounds.
Just drive to the fucking
basket. That's all you got to do. Just get fouled a lot.
Maybe just drive to the basket.
Yeah.
LeBron, if you're listening to this, drive to the basket. You're done.
Please.
Do what Kobe Bryant did in his latter years of his career. Post back to the basket or drive to the basket. That's all you got. You don't have your jump shot no more. It's gone.
I mean, he don't have the range on his jump shot.
He don't have it. He's not gonna shoot mid.
That's what he needs to do.
He's only playing two types of ways. He's either backing down the three, backing down, driving, or taking them ridiculous ass 3-point shots. Just get rid of the 3-point shot, bro. It's done. You're big enough. You can go right to the lane.
Play like a power forward.
You're gonna get beat up, but that's fine.
It's part of the gig.
Stop shooting 3-point shots. Stop Laker hate. Stop LeBron from shooting the three.
In 2023.
Look, the Lakers need to go ahead and sign Kevin Durant the offseason. He's a restricted free agent.
Well, if he's restricted, that means we don't need him. I wouldn't sign him anyway.
Go get Seth Curry.
Get Kyrie, goddammit.
We don't need that motherfucker either. Kyrie is a cancer to basketball organizations.
I'd rather him than D'Lo, just saying.
He ain't going to give you quality minutes. He's not going to give you anything. He's going to hog the ball and then complain and call the earth flat.
The earth is flat.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch out. People that call the earth flat, it's tough. They're not grounded in reality.
Nope.
We'll see, though. Lakers in 7.
If the Lakers win in 7 games, I don't know what I would do.
I'd be surprised.
But the shit ain't about to happen.
I don't know.
Didn't we make that bet last night?
What's that?
Oh, no. We made a bet on fantasy football.
On what?
That, who did we bet on? Was it Bijan? You ain't drank that much.
No, he was out cutting grass at 6:30, so I don't remember.
No.
7:15.
Same difference?
I don't remember.
Oh, well. All right, I'll take that win.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because I don't remember you.
Connor, you're probably going to be listening to this. Hurry up and draft. You're on the clock.
That's not Connor. That's Dad Snaps. I just texted him.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Dad Snaps, hurry up. You're on the clock. You draft your player. It don't take that long.
All right, y'all.
All right. Yeah, it's been great.
Like y'all said, stop the Laker hate. Christ. And we out on that note.
Peace.
And that's another episode. Give us a like and follow on Facebook and Instagram at Daily Dollar Show Podcast. And listen to us wherever you listen to your podcasts on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and more.
RBS.
Yes.